farm, I can let me go. God bless you, welcome. Brother Ope, Abelo, yeah, God bless you all, everybody, welcome. Yes, we're going to be stopping in a few minutes time. God is going to be doing great things tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, send the glory. Hallelujah, amen. He lives in me and he lives in you. Hallelujah, send the glory. The wonderful name of Jesus. The wonderful name. Say the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Let us say the wonderful name of Jesus. Let us praise the wonderful name of Jesus. Let us say the wonderful name of Jesus.
Is the name that blessing, no crown.
While I'm breathing,
no fears.
I need
more Jesus.
With grace
I know you're done on me.
Elijah did not like what he was seeing in the day when he was reigning as a prophet. Ahab was the king, and Jezebel was the queen. Jezebel had misled Ahab and the people to worship Baal. False prophets of Baal, false God. Idol worship. Whereas God hates idol worship in the Ten Commandments, God has already indicated in the Ten Commandments that we shall not worship any other God but the only true God who created heaven and earth, who created you, the only true God who sent Jesus Christ to come and die for us to be saved. That's the only God you should watch. And on several occasions, these people worship idols. One time, Moses had gone up the mountain. God called Moses to come up Mount Sinai. And God was talking with Moses. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. And he had handed over the people to Aaron, the high priest. Aaron was the high priest then. Aaron told the people, he said, where is this prophet Moses who is supposed to be leading us? For 40 days, he's been gone up Mount Sinai. We can't find him. Let's make another God. And so they made a golden calf. And they began to worship idols. And when Moses came down the mountain, he was very furious. Moses threw down the Ten Commandments in anger, and the people were destroyed. God was angry with all of them for worshiping idols. That was one instance. Another instance was when God blessed King Solomon. God so blessed King Solomon that he became the richest man on earth during the reign of King Solomon. Solomon ruled the whole world then, because all the kings of the earth, the Bible says, God so blessed Solomon that he excelled, he was greater than every other king on earth. And the kings of the earth, they came to visit King Solomon to learn of his wisdom and to learn things from Solomon. That was how great God blessed King Solomon. At the end of it all, Solomon began to worship idols which the women brought into the temple. Women brought, you know how Solomon, with 1,000 women, they brought idols. The Bible says they brought idols to the house of King Solomon, and Solomon worshiped those idols. God became angry. God was angry. Why will you worship another God? And the kingdom was taken from Solomon. Solomon began to fall, and he lost everything. And now we are talking about King Ahab and Jezebel, who have led the people once again into idolatry. And the whole nation of Israel, they were worshiping Baal, the false prophet, 154 prophets of Baal. And as they were worshiping Baal, God was angry with them. Why will you worship any other God except him? Thou shalt not bow down to any golden image. You shall not bow down to any other God. You must worship the Lord God Almighty who created you. The Lord God Almighty who created heaven and earth, the Lord God Almighty who provides for you, supply all your needs, the Lord God Almighty that heals you, that saves you, that delivers you, the God you call upon in the days of trouble, and he answers you. That is the God you are supposed to be serving. And now all these people, you have gone to bow down to Baal and the false prophets of Baal, and all of you are worshiping idols. King Solomon, Prophet Elijah, was very angry. And Elijah said, we're going to prove which is the true God. Which is the true God? Say, God answered by fire. Let him be my God. God answered by fire. Let him be my God. God answered by fire. Let him be our God. God answered by fire. Let him be our God. God answered by fire. Let him be our God. God answered by fire. Let him be our God. God answered by fire. Let him be our God. God answered by fire. Let him be our God. So when Elijah took all of them to the Mount Carmel, on Mount Carmel, the contest on Mount Carmel, in 1 Kings chapter 18, we're reading from verse 20 to the end of it. And Prophet Elijah told the people, right here on Mount Carmel, we're going to have a contest. He false prophets, 450 false prophets of Baal, you're going to go ahead and pray. If your God can answer by fire, then this whole nation of Israel shall worship that God. But if your God will not answer, then you people are doomed. And then everybody is going to worship the God that answered by fire.
Mm-hmm.
So the 454 prophets of Baal made their sacrifice and they began to pray. The Bible said that they prayed from morning to night. God did not, their God, dead wood. Their God is not available. Their God did not answer. Prophet Elijah was making mockery of them. He said, where is your God? If your God not going to answer your prayer again, what's going on? 454 prophets of Baal and you, Queen Jezebel and Ahab, and all of you worshiping Baal and serving dead gods and wolves, serving the devil and serving the demons, worshiping river, worshiping the sea, worshiping the creation, instead of the creator. Where is your God? Prophets, the 454 prophets, they even went on to pray. They continued praying. And the Bible said they will call themselves with stones so that their God will see the sacrifice and their God, small letter G-O-D, their God will answer. But their God did not answer. All other gods, they are the walls of men.
They are the walls of men. They are the only God. There is no one like you.
All
of
our
God. They are the walls of men. They are the only God. There is no one like you.
The Bible said they prayed from morning to night. 454 prophets with Jezebel and King Ahab on Mount Carmel. Now the contest is on. They prayed and prayed and prayed. Their God did not answer. Elijah said, have you finished? Said, yes. Now I'm coming to my own. Then the Bible says, Prophet Elijah arranged the altar. And the Bible says, Prophet Elijah lifted up his hand. And he called the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Israel, the God that made heaven and earth, the God that sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, to come and die for us to be saved. The God that created heaven and earth to come down and manifest his power.
Mm.
And the Bible says God answered immediately. So God sends fire from heaven to answer Prophet Elijah. The whole nation says, oh, the God of Elijah is the true God. The God of Elijah is the true God. And everybody began to worship the true God. The God that you can pray and he answers. The God that you can talk to and he hears you. God that you can cry unto and he's seen you. The God that is concerned about your need. The God that watches over you day and night. He that keepeth Israel, neither sleep nor slumber. The God that is all-sufficient God. His name is Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah El Shaddai. Jehovah Sekenu. Jehovah Rapha.
Jehovah
Rofecha. The Heavenly God. Jehovah Nimsi. The true and only God.
Jehovah Rophaim.
Yes. And all the people said, this is the true God. This God that you can pray to, and he will hear you and answer, God. This kind God. I never see your
kind
God.
This time, God.
I never see your kind. This time, God.
Let there be your holy name.
This time, God.
Let there be your holy name.
So there is a God that you can call, and he does not answer. I don't need that God. Please. I don't need that God that people will pray from morning to night, and God did not do anything about it. That is not my God. Ah, Prophet Elijah said, the God that answered, that is the true God. Elijah called on the true God, and God answered. Why will you belong to a God? A God that you will call in the time of trouble, and he's not there for you. Psalm 50 verse 15, they call upon him in the days of trouble, and he will deliver thee, said the Lord of hosts. God wants you to call upon him, Psalm 50, verse 15. Call upon me in the days of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. That is your God. That is your God. That is your God. That is your God. That is our God. God that you can pray, and then he hears us. The God that you can call the name of Jesus, and he's already working for us. The God that you can praise and worship, and he goes into action and begins to do things. That is the true God. Please, throw away every other God. Throw away every other God. When I was a boy, my mother took me to our village in Africa. And she took me to the creek by the sea, by the riverside, altar they built there. And she said, this is the God you will be serving, the God of your father. Then I was not a Christian. I didn't know Jesus Christ. I was a young boy. So when I became a Christian, the God said, I went and destroyed that altar. I don't need it. How can I serve wood and serve river? Serve dead fathers, dead gods, dead people, dead, you know, serve. What is that? You know, they are like their God. Their God don't speak. Their God don't hear. Their God don't eat. Their God is an idol. Is that who you want to worship? No, I cannot worship a dead God. I don't worship my God. I go shout hallelujah.
I go worship my God.
My God, do well for me. Some people say, the idol they are serving has done the good. I say, that is you. I don't want the devil to do me any good. I don't want Satan, the demons, the idols to do me any good. I've had those type of things before. They say, this person is watching Juju, the Juju Day inside River. You know, this person is an idol worshiper. He's a medium. This person is satanic, and so on. And then there's even those demons he's worshiping, they have blessed him. I've had things like that. I don't even want Satan to bless me. I don't need it. I don't need demons. I don't need any of those things. They say idols have blessed people. Do you bless some people? And they are happy that you have blessed them. If you do bless you, he's coming to take your life. He only did those slaves. He's coming to take your life. You are going to hell fire with that Satan. How can you go and stop Satan and stop death? You don't need it. We don't need it. We need Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We need the God answered by fire. We need the only and the true God. That is the God we are serving. We are not serving any other God. And Prophet Elijah told them, say, you false prophets, you are saying, take them one by one. They beheaded all the false prophets. Kill all of them. Oh, yes, that's what God is doing now. Every false power, false devil, demon, satanic spirit, witches and wizards, the occult and the diabolical, the forces of evil looking around, seeking whom to devour, God will behead all of them in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God will behead all of them. What are you doing confusing the people of God? Eh? Jezebel and Ahab. And then 454 fled the whole nation to go and worship them. I pray that everybody who wants to mislead people to go and worship Satan, God will send those people back in the name of Jesus. We are worshiping the Holy True God, the Holy God. That is the God we have served. You know, so that is what God has for us today. I know Mama is going to share with us Honorable Lady Evangelist Alain Kalawa. She is going to be sharing with us what God has given her. But I want us to pray before she starts. We still have a whole 30 minutes more. I want us to pray that God will help those who are still worshiping idols. A lot of people are still worshiping idols. Go to some parts of the world. They worship animals, they worship their car, they worship their dead father, they worship human beings, they worship anything at all. See, go to some parts of the world, you see all these things are still happening. What they worship snakes, went to preach somewhere, and their God is a snake. The God in that place is a serpent. You know, the devil is their God. The devil can take you to hell fire. If you follow devil, to hell fire. It's time for us to turn around and follow Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, yes. You cannot be in between and in between. There's only one God, and that is the God we have served. So we are going to pray right now. As many that are still worshiping idols, as many that are still worshiping something else, they are still worshiping something else. They are not worshiping God. We pray God to give them repentance, salvation. They should know the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. We're going to pray for as many that have seen love in idol worship. Come to the knowledge of the truth. And let them have the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Watching the only and the only true God, the God that answers prayer, the God that is called upon day or night, and is ready to help you. That is the God we want to be, you know, the God we want to belong to. You can't belong to idols, your dead fathers and dead mothers and dead gods in your villages. You know, idol worship, people worship river, worship ocean. Worship trees, worship the animals, worship snake, worship serpent, worship themselves, worship their wealth, worship their beauty, they worship themselves, they worship their car, they worship their house, their building, they worship everything except God. That is idolatry. God is very angry with those type of things, and people who do that must repent today. Give your life to Jesus. Turn away from your wicked ways and follow the only true God. And worship the only true God who created heaven and earth, the God who sent Jesus Christ to come and die for you to be saved. That is the God that you be worshiping. Yes, we're going to pray right now. Oh, Lord our God, they are the ones
of men.
You are the only God.
There is no other God.
You are the only God.
I will never worship idols and stones. Oh Lord God, you are the only true God that we worship. Oh Lord God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Me and my family and my children and their family. Oh Lord God of heaven, we are for God Almighty. You are our reliable Father, our confidant, and our friend. We will never worship any idol or food or stone. In Jesus' name, amen.
And
for us and our house, we will serve the Lord God Almighty.
We worship God Almighty, Jesus' name.
We don't want to
be
the
spirit and the truth.
we might have eternal life through him. This is the real love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sin. Dear friends, since God loved us that much,
yeah,
we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. And God has given us his spirit as proof that we live in him and he in us. Furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes and now testify that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. All who declare that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. We put our trust in the love of God. God is love, and all who live in love live in God.
Yes.
And God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfectly. We must love more, so we will not be afraid on the day of judgment. But we will confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of pain, punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. God's love is perfect love.
Yes.
We love each other because he loved us first. This Valentine's Day is not the love of all these teenagers and youth only, because some people just think it's a love affair between all these teenagers that are looking for husband and wife. No. It's a love that covers everybody, parents and their children, love between friends, love in the church of God, love in the place of work, love everywhere. We love each other because he loved us first. If someone says, I love God, but is a fellow believer, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God? We see people, we don't love them. Then we love God that we do not see, whom we cannot see. And he has given us this command: those who love God must also love their fellow believers. Loving is a command from God Almighty. It's a command. Every 1 John chapter 5 from verse 1. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has become a child of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his children too.
Yes.
You know, we love God's children if we love God and obey the commandments. If you read the whole of John chapter 17, it's telling about of the love for Jesus Christ and God Almighty. That Jesus was telling them in John 17 that the glory of God the glory of his son. Loving God means keeping his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For every child of God defeats the evil world, and we achieve the victory through our faith. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So may God bless his word, and may we continue to love more and more, as every year is a reminder of our loving God and for loving people. I love Jesus. Yeah. I love Jesus. He's my friend. He's my friend. He will never leave me. He will never leave me. He's my friend. I hate Satan. He's my enemy. I will never follow him. I will never follow him. He's my enemy. So we celebrate the Valentine's month by remembering everybody, fellow believers, friends, family, to continue to love them with more, to communicate with them, to do good to them, to rejoice with them. And as we continue in love, as God has commanded us, that is a commandment, then we too will live a life of joy and happiness. May God bless the reading of his word. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Praise God. The love of God. That's what we need today, agape love. And then agape love is love that we have with Jesus Christ, came to die for us on the cross. And then we have the filial love, which is the natural love. And then we have the eros love, which is the fleshly love. We thank God for Valentine's Day that is coming. It's the story of someone who showed love to another person. And it was an act of kindness. That's how the idea of Valentine came up. It was an act of kindness. Somebody showed an act of kindness to somebody else. You know, that was how the idea of Valentine came. But the worldly people, they misinterpret it the same way they misinterpret Christmas and New Year. They misinterpret Easter the same way they have misinterpreted Valentine. They now interpreted Valentine to be a time of people go around and prostitution, selling their bodies, and you know, all kinds of sexual perversions that they are doing. That's how they now interpreted Valentine, which is not the true meaning of Valentine. The true meaning of Valentine is someone who show an act of kindness, like helping somebody who was in need, somebody who has a problem, somebody who has a need and needed help. Then this man rendered help to that person. That was how the idea of Valentine came. It was not the story of some people who are moving about naked in the street, because that's what they do on Valentine night. They see people who naked in the streets at the street corners, by the corner of the road. They are doing different type of atrocities and so on. That's not Valentine. Time to show an act of kindness. You can send flowers to people. You can send greeting cards. You can call people on the phone, greet them, and pray with them. Those are all acts of kindness. There's a lot of acts of kindness that you can do. And God blesses you in return. That's what it's all about. So try to show an act of kindness. Let me sing this song for you. Before we wrap, we still have 10 minutes more. You can see your sister standing by the road with a heavenly load from city to. If you see your brother standing by the way. Just stop and say, you go the wrong way. You got a soul, a little kindness. Oh, a little kindness. Shining light for everyone to see. You got a soul, a little kindness. In a little world of sea. Now, my dear people. You got a soul, a little kindness. Try a little kindness. Try any way for everyone to see. You got a soul, a little kindness. In a little wide open. Now remind us people. Now remind us see. You got a soul, a little kindness. Try a little kindness, shine light for everyone to see. If you would have so little kindness, in a little wide open sea. Now remind the people, now remind us, you got to show a little kindness. See, like the good Samaritan is another good example of someone in need. A man was traveling on Jericho Road. He was beaten by armed robbers. They took everything from him and ran away. He was wounded and was bleeding on Jericho Road and didn't bother. A Levite saw him and didn't bother. And then a Samaritan saw him and cared and took him and cared for him and ministered. See, that's the story of Valentine. See? Showing help, ministering to people who are in need, who are oppressed, you know, showing an act of kindness. So we pray that we will not wait for Valentine's Day before we show an act of kindness. We love it every day. You know, some people say, on Thanksgiving Day, I'm going to give thanks. See, they program things. You see, they program everything. Thanksgiving Day, I'm going to give thanks. Why will you wait for Thanksgiving Day before you give thanks? All right, it's a Valentine's Day, show love. So why will you wait for February 14th before you show love to somebody else? See, they have programmed things. That's not how God only operates like that. You love every day, you help every day. You do everything every day. There's a national day of prayer. I saw one Christian magazine. It's a national day of prayer. I think it is second Thursday in May. So they pray for the whole nation on that particular day. See? Why will you wait for second Thursday of May to pray for the nation? You can still pray any other time. See? So these are many things, religious things, you know. But you can always show an act of kindness anywhere, anytime. You don't have to be February 14th. We don't have to wait for February 14th before we show love to another human being. No, you can always do that anytime, anywhere. You know, that's what it is. We have 7 minutes more. But I'm still going to sing one more song. The song says, Lord, you are my God. I will follow you all of my days. God, you are my King. I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you in the morning. I will walk with you on my way. Step by step you lead me. And I will follow you all of my day. God, you are my God. I will follow you all of my day. Love. I will walk with you all of my days. Step by step, you lead me. And I will walk with you all of my days. I will praise you each morning. I will walk with you all my days. Step by step, you lead me. And I will walk with you all of my days. God is our God. We will walk with him all our days. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. We're not worshiping idols. We're not worshiping Baal. We're not worshiping Dagon. We're not worshiping River. We are worshiping the only God of Israel. Hallelujah. Yes, we thank God for everybody who have come into this service. I tell you, God loves you so much. And you know your God. You know you're watching the true God. We don't worship any other God. Worship the only and the only true God alone. Yes, the God that when we leave this earth, we'll be going to meet him up there in heaven. That is your God. You don't have to worship Satan. Satan will take you to hellfire. You don't have to worship Satan. Yeah, that's what it is. So we're going to pray that the love of God shall be in this world. Now, the war is on in China Sea. They are bombing already. And in different parts of the world, Ukraine, they are still fighting over there. And then Taiwan and China, they are still trying to get into war and so on. And so many things going on in the China Sea and trying to push people into Third World War. Now, let me tell you this. If you love people, you will not be thinking of going to bomb them. If you love people, if there is love, you will not be thinking of going to throw missiles. You want to go and throw missiles into Ukraine. And they throw missiles. Now they are getting ready to... all this is going on even right now in the Red Sea, in the China Sea, and they are already doing all these things. If there is love, like we heard from the woman of God, if there is love, we will not be thinking of going to throw bombs and bomb nations and bombs and then missiles. And all those things, we'll not be thinking about those things. But if there is no love, then there's hate. There's hatred. And when there's hatred, you'll be thinking of how they want to bomb Israel, Hamas and Hezbollah. They want to go and bomb, throwing bombs into Israel and all those things. See, just love. The love is missing. Love is missing. That is why you don't want Israel to exist as a nation. So you want to push war, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That's the work of the devil. You don't have to do the work of the devil. Devil came to steal, to kill, to destroy, but Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. So we're going to pray for the love of God to reign. Yeah, that's going to be our closing prayer. We have 3 minutes to go. We're going to pray for the love of God to reign in our nation. The love of God to reign. So that we will not be thinking about war and bombing and shelling and all these things shouldn't be happening. So shall we pray in the name of Jesus? We pray for the love of God to reign in our nation. The love of God. Yes, the agape love to reign. In our nation, say God, if there's love, there will be no attack, and bombing, and killing. Let the love of God reign in our lives, our homes, our families. The love of God.
Love of God, the love of the favor of the nation,
our families. The love of God in our ministry, the love of God. Everything we do, we are coming out.
Love of God and all in families and Jesus. Love of God in church of God in Jesus.
The love of God.
Love of God and nations all over the world.
Love of God.
And love of God in churches of God all over the world. Love of God in homes all over the world.
Amen. Love. We shall prevail. Yes, Lord. Let your love reign in our lives, in our homes, in our nations, in our families, in our ministries. Let your love reign, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Love for them, O Lord God, all over the world. In Jesus' name, let your love reign in the churches of God, all over the world.
Yes.
Let your love reign in families, O Lord God of heaven.
Yes. Amen. So let's say the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God.
And
the peace of the Holy
of the Holy Spirit
be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Surely,
your goodness and mercy shall follow us
all
the days of our lives,
and we will
dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you,
Shalom.
Sir.
All right. Let's
yeah. Yes, my love to mommy.
Yes, yes sir. I see you. We worship you, for you are.